What separates self-made billionaires from merely successful entrepreneurs? It's not luck, connections, or even intelligence. It's a fundamentally different way of seeing the world. While most business leaders optimize existing systems, billionaires reimagine them entirely. They possess a unique cognitive framework that transforms invisible opportunities into massive value. This isn't just another wealth creation guide, it's a deep dive into the distinctive mental patterns that allow certain individuals to create extraordinary value where others see nothing at all. Consider the stark contrast between Steve Jobs and his contemporaries. While established computer manufacturers focused on making existing products marginally better, Jobs envisioned technology as a gateway to human creativity and connection. This fundamental difference in perspective, seeing possibilities where others see limitations, is the hallmark of what authors John Sviocla and Mitch Cohen call the producer mindset, a way of thinking that consistently generates billions in value across diverse industries and circumstances. Most successful executives are performers, talented specialists who excel at optimizing existing systems through discipline and expertise. In contrast, self-made billionaires are producers, visionaries who create new systems by connecting seemingly unrelated elements to transform industries. Consider Dietrich Mateschitz. At 40, this marketing executive discovered Asian health drinks during a Thailand trip and saw an overlooked opportunity. He transformed this insight into Red Bull, creating not just a new beverage category, but a global lifestyle brand, media company, and Formula One franchise. What distinguishes producers is their ability to hold multiple perspectives simultaneously. While most people have limited working memory and resist challenging ideas, producers embrace five key mental habits: empathetic imagination, patient urgency, inventive execution, a relative view of risk, and leadership partnership, representing fundamentally different ways of processing reality. When Joe Mansueto began investing in mutual funds in the 1980s, he recognized the value of presenting fund information in a simple format. This insight led to Morningstar, which grew into a multi-billion dollar enterprise alongside the mutual fund industry. Blockbuster ideas rarely emerge as random flashes of genius. They stem from accumulated knowledge and a blend of empathy and imagination. Notably, 80% of self-made billionaires built fortunes in existing markets by reimagining established industries through fresh eyes. Chip Wilson exemplified this when founding Lululemon. His background in technical clothing and sports culture helped him recognize the yoga trend's similarity to surf and snowboard communities. By applying his expertise to a new context in 1998, he revolutionized athletic wear. What sets billionaires apart is their relentless curiosity. They constantly question market assumptions and explore what-if scenarios. Many find inspiration through reading. Eli Broad's newspaper habit revealed housing opportunities for baby boomers, while Mark Cuban studied stamp values extensively as a child. This curiosity, paired with empathy for customer needs, forms the foundation for breakthrough innovation. Billionaire producers maintain a unique relationship with time, exercising patient, long-term vision while acting with fierce urgency when opportunities arise. Unlike executives bound by quarterly cycles, they operate at multiple speeds, alternating between patience and swift action as needed. Steve Case's AOL journey illustrates this balance. Inspired by the third wave, he methodically prepared at P&G and PepsiCo before launching AOL in 1985. It took nearly a decade of infrastructure building and service refinement to achieve mainstream success, an overnight success 10 years in the making. Alex Spanos demonstrates the urgent side of execution. Starting with a sandwich business serving farm workers, he seized an immediate opportunity in worker housing. Despite no experience, he swiftly secured loans and organized operations, earning $60,000 in his first season and eventually becoming America's largest apartment housing builder. Producers excel at turning ideas into reality through innovative execution. When Michael Jaharis acquired Key Pharmaceuticals, he transformed their failing nitroglycerin pill into the successful NitroDur patch, leading to an $836 million acquisition. Howard Schultz exemplified this commitment by removing profitable breakfast sandwiches from Starbucks because their aroma compromised the store's sensory experience. Similarly, Michael Bloomberg secured Merrill Lynch's business by confidently promising a financial data system he hadn't yet built, backing vision with bold execution. Most self-made billionaires achieve success only after multiple ventures. When T. Boone Pickens faced setbacks at age 68, ousted from Mesa Petroleum amid personal struggles, he launched BP Capital. Despite failing commodity trading exams and losing 90% of his fund's value, his persistence and prescient bet on natural gas eventually made him a billionaire. Producers and corporations view risk differently. As Mark Cuban notes, you can try and fail 100 times, but you only have to get it right once. While corporations claim to manage risk, they actually avoid it, treating failure as incompetence rather than learning. What appears risky to most seems logical to producers. They understand that the safe, incremental approach can be dangerous, as Yan Cheng proved by boldly entering China's market instead of remaining in Hong Kong's declining one. The final element of billionaire success reveals that extraordinary achievement rarely happens in isolation. While the producer possesses the vision and business design capabilities, they typically need complementary performer skills to execute the details. More than half of the billionaires studied started businesses as part of a producer-performer team. John Paul DeJoria and Paul Mitchell exemplify this dynamic. Mitchell's hairstyling expertise got them in the door with customers, while DeJoria's business savvy in designing deals and payment terms kept them afloat despite starting with just $700. DeJoria explains his role in ventures. "What I bring is the start of it, the finances, the enthusiasm, and the direction, while his performer partners execute and often enhance the original vision." Sarah Blakely worked solo to create Spanx, showing producer traits in her empathetic insight about women's clothing needs. However, when Oprah Winfrey's endorsement created overwhelming demand, she recognized her limitations and hired performer Lorianne Goldman as CEO, allowing Blakely to focus on her strengths while Goldman handled operations. Most companies inadvertently create performer-centric cultures that discourage breakthrough value creation. The key is recognizing and nurturing producer talent while creating environments where both mindsets can thrive. Start with self-awareness. Are you naturally more producer or performer? Neither is superior, but each excels in different contexts. Success comes from matching mindsets to challenges and building complementary partnerships. Organizations must examine how they identify and reward talent. Do you promote only flawless executors or also those who challenge assumptions and envision new possibilities? Your response to bold failures reveals whether you're nurturing or stifling producer potential. Billionaires transcend conventional thinking. They create entirely new paradigms. By cultivating producer habits of mind, we can create breakthrough value in any context. The market consistently rewards those who see possibilities where others see limitations.